Karen, Karen. Okay, so Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, 7657, today is 4-4-25, it's a 6 to 7 year old woman currently on hospice with history of COPD, period. New paragraph, patient has had multiple hospitalization with exacerbation of COPD, period. Her TUSAT stable at this time. She's not taking any, using any oxygen, but she definitely in desperate needs of nebulizer treatment, period. She's very short of breath. Her shortness of breath causes anxiety to the point that Shirley, her caregiver that she's moved into, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, tells me that she's very anxious. She's combative at times and yells and screams because she says she can't breathe, period. She's lost weight. She's eating very little. She's tachycardic. She's her blood pressure is 100 over 69 with a pulse of 87, period. Patient had been on anxiolytics in the past, but because of her move to the new place, she has not taken any of her medication. She's ADL dependent. She wears a diaper. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's lost at least 10 pounds from the last evaluation in January and February, and she appears very debilitated, period. New paragraph, she has a KPS score of 40%. Karen has a... let's see, Robertson. And she has a MAC of 24 centimeter on the left side, period. She was on trazodone, a muscle relaxer, which helped her breathing in the, which helped her somewhat, but she quit taking them because she made her feel worse, she states, period. She's sleeping all the time. She needs a nebulizer because she did not bring her nebulizer to the new residence. She's short of breath at all times. She's huffing and puffing. She gets short of breath with any type of activity. Review of the notes indicates that she has a history of... shortness of breath, hyperlipidemia, dyspnea, chronic pain, protein, calorie, malnutrition, weakness, core pulmonary hypertension, and hypertension as well, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Ms. Karen, given her weight loss, her tachycardia, her shortness of breath at all times, and the patient needs a nebulizer machine right away with albuterol. Discuss this with Jean, who will order this for patient immediately, period. Patient also needs Zoloft. Patient also needs an anxiolytic, which she has been on Ativan in the past and has done well with Zoloft per her caretaker, Shirley. She's sleeping now 16 hours a day and is staying in bed almost all the time because of her shortness of breath. Her activity level is quite diminished. Overall prognosis remains poor given the natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. That's on Karen Robertson. Thank you.